Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle show, talking about relationships. We also have with us, I remembered, we have Lenny Matthews, our co-host with the most.
Thank you.
How are you?
I am fabulous.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Elle. Thank you. Good to see you too, Ron.
Thank you.
Always.
So, we are here at... We're here.
at the Ask Elle show.
Yeah, at the Ask Elle show. Thank you. If we would like you to call in, we'd like to hear your comments or maybe some, your own stories relating to whatever topic we're talking about tonight, and we'll tell you that in a minute. But the number to call us at, if you'd like to, is 530-605-4567, or you can listen to us at KCNR1460.com, hit the live green button, or, by the way, we have archives. All of our shows are on that website. Just tap in if you want to hear our some of our old shows. And you can listen to us on the radio at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. Or you can also, during the show, if you'd like, you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Lenny's got that memory.
I can't help it.
Or it sounds like a
8999.
Yeah,
why is that so satisfying to say
it
that?
It sounds like a song, doesn't it? Isn't there a song?
Be great for a commercial.
7499-8999. But you can also message us on Facebook at Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and me, Ron Lim. Our sponsor is the New Life Discovery Project, and we're going to have somebody.
Yeah, we have. Tell us about it. Normally, we have the director call in and talk about the show, but tonight we have a really special person speaking on behalf of the New Life Discovery Project, which, by the way, we are all on the board and involved in some way. And I just love this person that's coming on the line. He is the lead case manager over there at the project, and his name is Tim. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Tim, what do you have to say about New Life Discovery that these fine people would love to know and hear?
That it's just really a family atmosphere. We care about our clients. Everybody that I work with isn't just a coworker, but friends and family. I've been where they are coming from. They've been where they're coming from, and we know how serious this is for their life, and all we want to do is, at the end of the day, make sure that they get the best quality of life possible.
Yes, they're getting the help and the support that they're desperately wanting, with a sense of community, with a sense of compassion and empathy. That's what I'm seeing. You know, it's just really coming together. And you're such a big part of that, Tim, and so grateful to have you on board with this project.
I am proud to be a part of this as well. I was just really happy when you guys told me that I could be a part of it. And I'm just excited to see where this goes.
Well, you're an incredible addition to it. And I'm going to pull up the phone number for people to call in on, because it's different than your personal number. We don't want to give that one out. So the number that you can call for New Life Discovery Program is 530-999-8345. And again, that's 530-999-8345. And somebody will grab that phone, and you'll be talking to just an incredible person that can fill you in on the project and what we've got going on over there. So, Tim, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again at the next break.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hey,
I
got a question. Can they call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
They can leave a message, but no, okay, because it's manned by our case managers.
Okay.
And so there's really not anybody that is available 24 hours a day to man the phones. Eventually, we're going to get there. We're going to do a call center. But, yeah, it's not there yet. But leave a message, and then, you know, you'll be somebody will get back to you right away.
Okay, good.
That was a good question.
He forgot to mention, I didn't catch it, but the program. What is the program?
Well, you talked about. You know what we'll do? We'll have him explain that when he calls in next.
All right. Yep. So, Elle.
Yes.
Being the co-host. Ron. And then there's the co-host with the most again, Lenny.
The co-host.
What the heck are we talking about today?
You know,
let's
amazing.
Communicate about that.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. We're actually going to talk about communication and relationships.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, imagine that. So, you know, tonight we're going to just go over, and this is going to be fun, but we're going to go over different forms and uses of communication. We're going to decode the communication gap between men and women. Yeah.
Really?
And, Lenny, I got to tell you, you know, since I've been working over at the New Life Discovery, you've really pitched in and helped me put these shows together. So she deserves a lot of credit for this. But, yeah.
Oh, no. No.
We're almost ready for our next break.
Okay. Wow.
Oh.
Got 5 minutes of show until our next break. But, so the first one that we have outlined here is that when a man is communicating, he is typically communicating in a way, and if anybody out there disagrees, text in, call in, but usually he's communicating in a way where he's trying to share information. There's a point. There's a point to him having a discussion. That's how that, right, Ron? Do you agree with that?
Yes, yeah. We are all about, you know, getting to the point in.
And so when you're talking with a woman, you're listening for the point, or you're listening for the problem. So she's talking to you and you're listening.
It's hard to pick out.
Yeah.
And we get emotional
and it gets fluffy.
Mm. And it never comes. Mm. We don't get to the point. We don't get to the problem. And the reason is we're sharing. Here's what women are doing. We're sharing most of the time to communicate in a way that we want to connect. So we're sharing emotions, we're sharing feelings. And I'm going to tell you, there's a process to this that makes sense. And that is that when a woman is talking, there's a hormone released in our brain that actually is self-soothing. So that hormone, when women are talking and women are sharing, that hormone is causing, Ron, I can hear you crinkling that bag of nuts. I just got distracted for a second.
Don't touch
anyway,
that.
So
don't
she,
touch
that. Yeah, she when she's
I'm not touching that one.
Okay. Anyway, when a woman's communicating, we actually have a relaxing hormone that releases in our brain, and it calms us down. And it's so the process of us talking, we're not only eventually calming ourselves down, but we're kind of solving our own problems. It's the process of talking for us that does that. And for men, they kind of, your eyes glaze over as we're going on. I'm going to give you a secret what to do in that situation
like
as
now.
A man. Yeah. Are your eyes glazing over at me already? Mm-hmm. I need a new co-host. Lenny.
Lenny.
Here's what you can do in that situation, guys. You do not, and you'll be her hero. It's worth big points. It is when she's going on, don't say anything. Don't, because what you want to do as men, you are designed to problem solve. In fact, problem solving is your way of showing love. You want to take her pain away. When you're problem solving for her, you want to stop the discomfort that she's feeling, not realizing that's actually going to happen as she gets out all these emotions. What you can do as a man is when she's talking, just pretend like you have a bucket and she's just dumping out a bucket load of emotional boat trash. Hold the bucket. Don't say anything. Let her get it out. There's no point coming. Maybe there's no problem to solve. Eventually she'll get it out. And then here's what you do when she takes a breath for more than a few seconds. You just say, is there more? Is there more you'd like to say about that? And she'll be like, yes! But you're actually really helping her because then she's getting it out. And then what happens after that, because she was able to talk about it, get it out, she suddenly feels very connected to you. That's how we connect. And very close to you. And, you know, you might end up with a really happy evening together. So, yeah, that's big points to a woman. And I wasn't kidding when I said we were coming up on a break here shortly. I'm going to...
Are you tired already?
No, not at all. But I did have a text come in. Oh, it's just somebody saying, way to go, Ron. You mentioned Lenny. You didn't forget her.
Oh.
Yeah. So we are,
Can I just throw one thing? Okay, so I think after all that, I love your analogy of taking everything that's in our mind and our heart and being able to dump it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we're dumping it in front of the person that we love and want to understand us the most.
Yeah.
So that in itself is freeing, and it's a release.
Yeah.
It's a relief. And sometimes that there isn't even a point.
Just, exactly.
It's just finally just going, okay, I'm okay.
Yeah, that's that part of that chemical dump that helps us calm down. And for men, it's a mystery because you guys are there. You're like, when a woman says, let's talk, it strikes terror inside of you.
Run, okay. Forrest, run.
So we're at our break time, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a couple
I'm
minutes.
I'm tired. Let's take a break.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number, waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew. Redding, California.
The Historic Cascade Theater is rolling out the red carpet for their first annual summer gala fundraiser, Encore, on Saturday, June 24th. Hear live musicians paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite historical and local theater. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets include admission to the 6 p.m. silent auction, free concessions, and admission to the 7:30 p.m. performance. To purchase tickets or for more information, contact the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or visit their website at www.cascadetheater.org.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim.
And this is Lenny Matthews, and I walked all over you. I'm so sorry.
I didn't even get my last name out.
Mr. Lim, I think everyone knows you're here and who you are.
This is Ron Lim. I want to say it. This is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle show. And with us, we have our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, who already announced yourself.
You guys are being naughty, Barry. Sorry.
If we would like for you people out there listening to us to call us and share with us with your stories about how you communicate. And you can do that at 530-605-4567. I know there's a lot of you out there just, you know, eager to share with us. Or you can go listen to us at kcnr1460.com. Or you can, during the program, if you want, you can text L at
707-499-8999.
And or you can message any one of us on Facebook Messenger to ask L, Lenny Matthews, and me, Ron Lim. So our sponsor tonight is the New Life Discovery Project, and we had Tim on the line, and I think he's back. Tim, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, on the first time around, you told us what it was like to work there and all that, but we'd like to hear what the New Life Discovery Project is. It's a program for rehabilitation, or what exactly do
you mean? It is an inpatient program, as well as social living and transitional housing. We're going to give you as many tools as to get you back on your feet and provide the track that you need for the level of success that we to get you, you know, a normalcy. We'll come into here broken, desperate, and with no positive outlook. Mm-hmm. And our goal is just to find a place for you here and give you a hand up, you know, and teach you how to fish.
Well, it's a good project to be part of.
Love what you said. Tim, it was breaking up a lot during what you were saying. So I don't know if maybe when you call back at the half hour or, the half hour, if you're able to stay in a different location. Love what you said. Got most of it. Little bit hard to hear.
But, So thank you for clarifying that for me.
Oh, okay, and the number. So if you want to get a hold of someone at the New Life Discovery, sorry, I'm looking up the phone number. I haven't memorized. I'm embarrassed.
Starts at 530.
It's on speed dial on my phone.
Oh, speed dial. You might want to speed it up a little bit.
I might want to memorize it. Mm-hmm. I get it so embarrassed. But you know what? Hey, we're learning. It's a startup. We're having fun. 530-999-8345 is the number you can call if you want to get a hold of New Life Discovery Project and, you know, just find out information for yourself or for a loved one. So thank you so much, Tim, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Tim.
Yes, ma'am. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Too.
All right, so before we went on the break, we were talking about communicating.
Yeah, we're trying to decode the communication gap.
Yeah.
Decoding. And there are so many ways, there are so many places to land on with this. And, you know, I think what I want to talk about right now is the different ways that men and women handle stress. Because that's a big one. And you may not recognize it in each other. So you're going to misinterpret what's going on and take it personal. So, for example, when a man is stressed, he's going to go in problem-solving mode. So what is he stressed out about? I need to solve this problem. Typically, and we're talking in generalities. I know there's exceptions to this, but I'm talking in generalities about a man when he has something on his mind. He wants to go solve that problem, and what a man does is he goes away, either physically or just mentally. He goes into his brain cave, I call it, or he'll go away into his man cave because what he needs to do is fix that problem in his head because he can't be his best self. He can't be present for his loved ones until he has that problem resolved. And he'll do it in order of importance from what I understand. So he'll take the most important problem, solve that first, and if he can't problem solve it, he'll go on to the next one that he can problem solve. But he's doing it, you know, men are self-contained, so he's doing it pretty much by himself. If he can't fix it by himself, then he will ask for help, but it's typically from somebody he really respects, somebody who's knowledgeable and is going to help him find the answer. So when a woman comes to a man with her problem, and he thinks she's coming to him because she's got a problem to solve, he is going to put on his hero cap. His best way of loving her in that moment is the way he would do it, ask somebody for help. He's going to ask somebody he respects. She's coming to him and respecting him by sharing her problems with her. That's what he thinks. So it's baffling to a man when a woman, when he's trying to solve the problem and she's getting mad at him. And then he tries another way to solve the problem. And then she's getting madder and madder and madder. There's this gap there. There's this breakdown there. Because men think women are hairless versions of men. And women think men are hairy versions of women. We think we have the same handbook, and we don't. Unless you learn otherwise. And so for women, if a man is trying to solve, if he's trying to throw solutions and we get frustrated, just understand that he's doing his very best to love you, to take your pain away, to help you do better and feel better. The most important thing to him in his life is that he's able to make you happy. He's able to produce a result of happiness, or at least bring you relief. So that's what he's trying to do. And if you can understand that that's what's going on. And then men, if you can understand that when a woman comes to you with her problems, she's looking for a dump. She just wants a toxic waste dump. So just know that when she's coming to you, if you listen, you don't even have to say anything. You can just listen to her. You don't have to track her words, but if you track her emotions.
Look her in the eye.
If you can or look her in listen. The eye or just listen, well, but if you notice that she's crying, that means she's feeling hurt or sad or frustrated. If she's angry, you know, she's angry again. She's, it's something that she just needs to get out. And so listening to her, holding that bucket for her to dump, and then asking her if there's more, what you're doing is you're creating space for her to show up and believe that you're not going to judge her, that she's going to be able to get out all of that, what you guys think is craziness for us as emotions. She wants to be able to get that out without feeling like you're going to think less of her or judge her or be critical of her. So that's one of the ways, the differences in men and women. So men like to feel like they can solve problems, that you're mm-hmm. pretty much designed to be problem solvers.
Exactly.
And here's the thing. When you're not sharing your problem, you go away into your man cave or into your brain cave, and the woman is saying, talk to me, share with me, and you don't.
You don't love me.
We take that as you're shutting us out. You don't care about me. You don't want to share. Because women, we share. We look at each other, what's wrong? We share because we know that that is what causes a connection for us. And mm-hmm. for women to feel safe, we have to feel connected, and the thing that makes us feel connected is communication. And for men, for you to feel safe, you have to feel productive. You have to feel like I'm able to be successful at the results I'm wanting to produce in this situation. Then you know that you are beginning to understand you align with your identity. You are creating your identity. You're having success at this. You know who you are. That makes you feel safe. I mean, I may be off the mark a little bit with that, but for the most part, you know.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Men want to. So a man, for women, men want to be able to make you. The most important result for a man to be able to produce is happiness in you, his partner, and then happiness in his family. And,
right.
Yeah.
So I'd like to throw something in if it's okay.
Go right ahead.
I was just thinking about when you were explaining when a man is working out something, whether it's stress or an issue, a problem, mm-hmm. and they go into their man cave in their head mm-hmm. or the man brain or the man cave, sometimes I will take that personal and think that he's upset with me also.
Yes.
When he doesn't want to talk to me about it.
Yeah.
I immediately go to, I take that as my responsibility.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, what did
what'd
I do?
What did I do?
Yep.
Are you mad at me?
Yep.
And
no,
they get so no, frustrated.
No. And then I get scared. and worry.
Because it feels like rejection. And here's why. Here's why. Because as women, when we're not talking to you, each other, we're not talking to each other, we're mad at you. And we know that. If you're talking to us, each other, as women, if we're talking to each other in single syllables, that person is mad and they are disconnecting from you, which feels terrifying. Yes. That disconnection feels like death to us. And so when a man isn't talking to us, we are filtering that through our need to connect, and we are thinking, he's disconnecting with me. Have I done something wrong? Is he mad at me? What's going on? And so then we bug him. What's wrong? What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. Yes, there is. I can tell something's wrong. No, there's nothing wrong. And really what he's saying is, I'm trying to solve a problem. I'm not going to burden you with my problem.
Or I need this time alone to do that. And really, men, all I would need, speaking for myself, is just look at me and say, I'm working through something. It's not you. We're okay. I love you. I just need some space. So that gives me that feeling of, okay, we're okay. Now I can take care of him by giving him what he needs and that space.
And also another thing that for a man, for you to say, hey, I've got to go work this out. I need space to do that, but I will come back to you.
Perfect.
And then come back.
Love that.
You got to come back.
Yeah, for sure.
And then she'll know. Okay, time for a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hi, this is Elle.
Wake up. Wake up there. And this is Ronald McKee, co-host of the Ask Elle
Talk Show. I wasn't sleepy, but I was distracted.
And we have Lenny Matthews here with our, she's our co-host. Matthews. Lenny Matthews, related to Johnny Matthews.
Yes,
right?
I love him.
She's our co-host with the most, actually.
Yes, thank you so much.
Nice to have you here. Nice to have both of you here, actually.
Nice to have you here.
You to come.
It wouldn't be much of a show without you guys.
Or you.
Oh, thank you. You're just too kind. So we're still waiting for more people to call in and chat with us about communicating. We'd like you to communicate with us about communicating at 530-60. Quit laughing, Lenny. 530-605-4567. Or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
We are getting more that way than we are on the phone. Or you can message us on Facebook at Ask L Lenny Matthews and me, Ron Lim. And our sponsor is the New Life Discovery Project. And I think we have Tim on the phone. Are you there, Tim? No? Did we lose Tim?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi.
There he is.
Yeah. So, hey, could you tell us just quickly about what New Life Discovery Project is about?
It's really on this topic that you guys are talking about right now, you know, communication, trying to figure out what they need, listen to it, let them know that you care enough to give them feedback. I mean, Ella, I took some classes with her, and she totally just helped me learn to deal with people in such a, simplistic way that I didn't know that it was this simple to just get your point across, hear somebody, and then move on and come to a conclusion.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. That's nice.
I always enjoyed having you in my classes, too, because you always had some great stuff to share. And I just want to say, Tim, he's doing a phenomenal job over there at New Life Discovery Project, you know, working with the guys. He's been where they've been. He's where they want to be now, and we're just really lucky to have him on board. So
very nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. And you'll be calling us back at the next break so we get to hear more from him.
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay.
So,
where were we?
We're all over the place. I'm a woman.
We were talking.
I'm sharing my emotions. We're talking about decoding tonight. We're talking about decoding the communication gap is what I labeled tonight's topic. But we're really just talking about the different ways that men and women communicate and how that can easily unravel so quickly. It can go wrong so quickly just because there's a misunderstanding. We are interpreting each other through what it means to us. And so we talked about how men, when they're listening to women, they're trying to listen for the problem or the point. It's not going to come. She just wants to chat and talk, and giving her space to do that. And then realizing that when men are trying to solve your problem, they are actually doing something heroic. And I'm going to say that if you give men a chance, for the most part, most men, I know there's exceptions, but men are typically acting from a place of wanting to do something heroic for the people that he loves. And this comes from working for many, many years with couples. And, you know, men have this, they're innate to, they're born into this world to want to make a difference, to matter, to influence, to love and protect and be a hero. So I'm pro men.
No, we do want to do that.
Yeah, I'm pro men. I want to change the conversation from the last few decades around men. So now we're going to go into Lenny really wanted me to hit on this point, and that's nonverbal communication.
Mm.
And that's a good one because women talk in hints. We give hints. And we understand the hints that we give each other. And men do not talk in hints.
You need to tell us.
Yeah. So here's the thing with women. Because we are more aware of all the subtle nuances in each other, we're very in tune with nonverbal communication, which body language, the subtleties. You know, Lenny's first of all, I gotta say Lenny's one of my best friends. She's amazing, and she's always looking at me and measuring my reactions because she really cares about, you know, all the things that are on my plate and making sure I'm doing okay. So she watches me closely, and she can read me really well. So women are in tune, almost instinctual, with nonverbal communication. So we're watching each other's body language. We're watching each other's facial expressions and tones of voice. Now, I would have said that men are not so much this way, but I had something happen this week that changes my mind about that. And that is that when men are exposed to very traumatic, violent, combative, competitive, they've been in prison, they've been in fights, they've got a lot of street smarts. I did witness that this week, that these men are very in tune with body language, but it's not the same way women are. It's more in tune with protectiveness.
Survival.
Protectiveness.
Yeah.
And, you know, which is one of the reasons why I just love these guys that are working on the project, because they've all been down some pretty hard roads, and they, you know, they're pretty good at reading each other, which is not something I can do. I can't do that. So, in that case, men do pay attention to body language, but not in the same way women are. We are looking for, are you okay? Are you happy? Is there anything I can do to help you? Are you mad at me? We're taking the temperature in every moment of the moment. And with men are more direct and literal. They don't get hints. They don't talk to each other in hints. They say what they mean. They mean for the most part.
And they put everything in a nice little box. Things tend to be kind of black and white. They don't expound on emotion, and they don't get dramatic.
They're just direct. They're direct.
They don't get dramatic they do.
There's no they just say what it is, and men expect that from each other. Men expect other to say what they mean.
And it's a more masculine thing.
Right. You know, we can sit in the car all day long, never talk to each other, and we're fine.
Oh man, I couldn't.
If women aren't doing that, they're mad.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
And that's a lot of times because you're focused. When you're in a car together, you're problem solving, you're in your brain, you're problem solving, or you're focused on where you're going, you've got something to accomplish.
We got goals.
Such as find where you're going, and, and because men like to be able to conquer. Back in the old days when there were maps, they don't want to read maps. They want to know that they can conquer this road. I'm going to conquer this journey and figure it out. And then the wife is in the, or the partner's in the passenger seat going, why don't you use a map? Why don't you look it up? And she doesn't understand that what he wants her to do is believe in him.
Exactly.
Just believe in him to get you there. Believe in him.
Trust.
And let him have his adventure. This is an adventure, and men never outgrow adventure. In whatever form that looks like. Liam!
I think the big problem
that
we discussed
He's here.
Is that in my experience, when I have needed the passenger to help me navigate, it has made getting to where I need to go 10 times.
Worse.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is Liam, our producer, by the way. I love it when he jumps in because he's an old soul, tons of wisdom.
That's all I have to say with the driving thing.
Okay. Well, love doesn't it make a man feel more like a man, like he's taking care of his family and his woman, if he gets you there on his own?
Oh, yeah.
That's his job. To take care of his family. And he's not going to stop at that gas station and ask for directions no matter what.
Yeah, he's going to figure it out, and he wants you to know that he's going to figure it out know he's going to get you there. And yeah, I mean, there's compromises. This is part of the you know, understanding is powerful, and having these subtleties. They're small little subtleties in understanding, but They make all the difference.
Absolutely.
Maybe not all the difference, but they make a huge difference in knowing, you know, for me, when somebody's doing something, I can go, oh, you know what? He is being a hero right now. And mm-hmm. man, I appreciate that. I appreciate what that person's doing.
Yeah.
They are showing up in their integrity and who they are in their identity. And
well, the reason that I didn't stop at gas stations to find out, you know, ask directions is because I didn't want my wife to know I was lost.
Exactly. Exactly.
Say more about that. I like.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. Is if you know the kind of, like, general area of where you're going is, the beautiful thing about, like, the road system is you can kind of just follow roads. And yeah. you'll eventually get to where you need to be. And no one has
I'm taking
to know.
You on a tour.
Nobody has to know.
No one has to tour of the city.
I love that. And that, you know, I'm going to just throw in my lens on that is that men don't really do something unless they know they've got a pretty good chance of succeeding at what they're doing. And men do not want to fail. And, I mean... It's not the same for women. We don't like to fail either, but we'll try all kinds of different things. Let's try this. Let's try that. Let's stick the pacifier in the kid's mouth, stick the bottle in the kid's mouth, bounce the baby on that. We're just going to try anything because that's what we have to do. You know, we're moms. But men are going to try if they think there's a really good chance of succeeding. And if they failed, that's a tough one. I mean, that's a hard recovery for men because now it's dealing with their personal, who they are and recovering from that. Mm-hmm. So that's a really great point. I appreciate you bringing that up. And so I kind of want to launch into the next topic, but we're at break time. I can't do
that. Yeah, let's take a break.
We're taking a break.
I'm tired.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton whiskey and block beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
That was the cue.
This is L.
You didn't recognize that music. Huh? All right, this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L show. L's here. And our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, is here too.
Hello there.
Hi again. So we would like you to chime in and call in and tell us your experiences, if you would like to share with us, at 530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at kcnr1460.com. Our sponsor, oh, wait, they can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Facebook at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Our sponsor is New Life Discovery Project, and we have Tim on the line to tell us quickly about what it's about.
Hi, Tim.
Thank you so much
for doing this tonight, Tim.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So what do you have to say about New Life Discovery Project?
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part is just the that I get to go to work with some of my best friends.
Nice.
And I would just like to kind of leave with, just in case there's one person listening out there that may need help, that... no successful person in history has not had people surrounding them that helped them get to their goals.
Absolutely.
Don't be scared to ask for help. Come here. We want to save your life with you.
I love that.
I mean, I just have some making up to do, and I would like to do it for somebody out there that really...
And I got to tell you, this guy is true blue. The guys in the program just love him. I learned so much from you, Tim. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciated it.
So did we. Thank you so much.
Hey, you have a great night.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay, hey, we're back. Thank you again, Tim. I forgot. I was listening to him. So, hey, I got a text here while we were on break. My friend's little 10-year-old is listening to the show, and he heard you say how men – now, this is Cohen, by the way. His name's Cohen, and he's 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He said that how you said men like to achieve things and figure things out, and he said, yes, that's exactly right. That's why I try so hard at school, so I can be epic after.
I love that. 10 years old.
10 years old.
Okay. But, good job, Mom.
But he did not agree, though, with your saying that men do things when they know they'll succeed. He was like, no, I don't know what she's talking about. That's a no. I tried lots of things I'm not good at. So, obviously, he hasn't.
To which I answered, yes. He is 10 and has not hit puberty yet. The testosterone has not flooded his system. But, you know, because once the testosterone comes in, things change. And you know when a boy, you can tell when a boy is entering into that next stage of becoming a knight. I call it the knight stage. Mm-hmm. That's not my word. I borrowed it from Alison Armstrong. Phenomenal. If you haven't gotten exposed to her, expose yourself. But the way that you can tell when boys make that transition into puberty and then that next stage is that at that stage, you know, puberty, they start to develop very, very loyal friendships and sometimes friendships for life. So you can identify that stage by a change in their loyalty to their friends. And I may get flack for that, but I'm just sharing what I read. So moving on to tonight's topic, which is decoding the communication gap. And, Lenny, I want to thank you so much for doing a phenomenal job condensing my notes for me.
My pleasure.
Yeah, you've been a great help.
You're the greatest.
The last couple
of
she's
guys.
The hostess with the most.
You are the hostess with the most.
Oh, thank you so much.
So I
love helping.
Yeah,
love
you're
it.
Great. Thank you for that. And Ron, for you just sitting there and looking pretty.
I'm blushing now.
Yeah, well, his T-shirt's got. I'm glad we don't have any cameras.
I didn't notice that T-shirt. We
never
do have
mind.
A camera, but.
Oh Lord, don't do it.
Okay,
Good
people
morning.
Are going to be scratching their heads. So one thing I want to touch on is that women will do this to men. You just need to open up and talk to me. You just need, what are you feel? I never lead, well, I should say rarely do I lead a question with a man of, tell me what you're feeling. Because for a man to do that, the way that the men's brain is designed, that two hemispheres don't have as much connective tissue. So they don't access their emotions the same way women do. Women, we have a tremendous amount of connective tissue between the two hemispheres. So we can rapidly go back and forth between language and feeling. Also, from what I've read, women have 7 language centers in our brain. Men have 1.
Oh, boy, that explains a bunch.
Men have 1. And so, yeah. And so for a man, you know, a man will access his feelings. But for women, we'll dive into our feelings. We'll get into our feelings. And then we just bounce right out of them.
Right.
And we're good because we've talked about it. We've accessed it.
I've seen that happen before.
Not only have we felt it. But we've told you what we're feeling. We've talked about what we're feeling. We have resolved what we're feeling. We've done it all simultaneously. Mm-hmm. For men, when a man, first of all, men don't dive into their emotions as readily. And I'm going to tell you, men don't typically trust other men that are overly emotional. They tend to think that person's going to get him killed in the foxhole.
Yeah.
So they, you know, so sissy. It's not, I don't know if it's a sissy, but it's that person is now going to be emotionally indulgent, not present and focused. And men are able to literally be in the moment, not feel anything, and just execute whatever is required of them in that moment. It is a phenomenal design. I love it. You know, when you're out hunting, when men are hunting and they're single focused, they're not having a conversation with each other. They are focused on what is at the point of their arrow. And so that's what they're focused on. So for a man, if a man accesses his feelings, first of all, he may need time to figure out what he's feeling. And then he may indulge you by taking time to tell you what he's feeling. And that process is not always easy. For some men, it is, especially if you're left-handed. If you're a left-handed man, you have more connective tissue between the two hemispheres. You can access both sides easier. But for a lot of men, if they express their feelings to you and then you do this, what do you mean you felt that way? What are you talking about? How could you think that way? Then they just look at you like a deer in the headlights, like, oh, my God, I just dove into this thing, shark-infested waters called feelings, and I'm talking to you about it, and now I don't know what to do because now you're not happy, and now you're coming back at me, and now I've got to go away and process that. Why are you going away from me? How dare you walk away from me right now? Don't walk away from me. Get back here and talk about it. They're overwhelmed. I'm looking at your face like your face is expressing every part of this conversation like you've lived that. I try to help women understand, like, be fair. You know, if he shares his feelings, be empathetic around that and just let him have it. Have that space so that in the future he'll come back. And I'm speaking from experience on the failure side.
Well, being, like, emotionally vulnerable is, like, a very intimate thing, you know?
Yes.
Right? Like, it's so intimate.
Yeah.
And, like, especially, like, as a guy.
Yeah.
It's just not something, you don't do that, you know?
No. Here's how I try to tell women. Would you take off your clothes and prance? I mean, if you weren't getting paid. Would you take off your clothes?
Nice. That's great.
I like that. Go ahead. I like
that. Well, some women do because they're getting paid. That's all I meant.
Oh, Lordy.
Would you take, for women, would you take off your clothes and just walk around a room of men and be comfortable. Most women would be like, I'd never do that. I'd be horrified. We're very body conscious. That's how a man feels when he's exposing his emotions. He's that vulnerable. Mm-hmm. That's the only similarity I can.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
He feels naked, exposed.
Yes, yeah. Naked and exposed. Like I said, yeah. Some women get paid to do that. But
I say get over it. Come on, let's talk.
my male brain just kicked in. We've got 1 minute left, and I really want to.
Less than a minute,
we're done. I'm sorry. I was going to conclude this nicely at Lenny's request. Thank you for listening in.
Thank
we'll see you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.